St. John residents concerned about the state of some roads in the parish. Plans underway to establish a center of excellence for early childhood education. Businesses in Bridgetown preparing for an influx of visitors ahead of the T20 Cricket World Cup. CARICOM applauds the appointment of Jerry Conneal as the transitional Prime Minister of Haiti. U.S. President Biden has given Ukraine permission to carry out limited strikes within Russia using U.S. weapons. Good morning, I'm Maurice Norville with the details in the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Residents of St. John are voicing their concerns about the state of some roads in the parish, and President of Welch and Bath Land Community Group and resident of Welch Village in St. John, Myrico Morris, says the road in his neighborhood is now impassable. He was one of many who complained about the roads during the parish speaks last night at the Gall Hill Hard Courts in St. John.
Recently, one of my community members had a reason to call everyone involved to point out some serious issues of a road called Big Hill. This is a road which we debushed as a community group many times. This is a road we had assistance from varying entities, but now the road is impassable. If you try to get through it, you might have to leave your vehicle in it. Many vehicles have been victim to two potholes, two pieces of road in the potholes at the top of the hill. It causes you to go right back into the gully. We also have a severe damping problem in that area because of the bush.
However, Prime Minister Motley is asking for patience and assuring the residents that plans are underway to fix roads throughout the country.
We've had some issues with getting the designs and the different things done, and we've had a number of competing interests. Go back and listen to St. Andrew speaks. Go back and listen to St. Joseph speaks. Go back and listen to St. Thomas speaks. Because let's get real. Roads were not done in this country for more than a decade. The bottom line is that we can't do all at once, but what we've done is to amplify the amount of money that will allow us to be able to get in as many as possible. And we will continue to do so. So long as the economy continues to grow, more money can get put on all kinds of infrastructure.
Prime Minister Mia Motley. Education Minister Kay McConney announces plans to establish a center of excellence for the early childhood system in the new school year, addressing early childhood care educators at a two-day symposium at Solidarity House yesterday. Ms. McConney stated that the ministry has collaborated with international investors to support these efforts.
Our Ministry of Education will be investing in collaboration with some of our international partners in what is called a center of excellence in early childhood education. Some people call it a laboratory school. And that laboratory school will focus on teaching along the streamline, meaning science, technology, reading, engineering, arts, and mathematics. And that we will do so with an important part of its instructional focus being on play-based learning.
She said, government's nursery at Gall Hill has been earmarked for the laboratory school.
The work has begun already. The laboratory school will also serve as a center for research and training and will become a model for other schools that accommodate 3 to 4 year olds. And in preparation for the lab school, we have already started a pilot project where 30 teachers were trained to date, have been trained to date. Plans are continuing with a view to us rolling this program out in the upcoming academic year. And for those, I don't want to keep you in suspense, it is the Maria Holden Nursery School at Gall Hill that is being prepared from the level of school leadership through the teaching practices to become that center of excellence.
Education Minister Kay McConney. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Education, in partnership with the Barbados Light and Power Company, has launched Battle of the Bots Primary School's Coding and Robotics Competition. The initiative seeks to promote interest and growth in the area as a discipline at the primary level. Students from the 9 competing schools would be required to build robots to solve real-world problems. And Chief Education Officer Dr. Ramona Archer-Bradshaw highlighted the importance of the initiative.
In this world that is advancing rapidly technologically, we have to ensure that our students are exposed to new technologies to become not only users of the technology, but creators of the technology. If we are indeed to create global citizens with Bajan roots, it is important to provide avenues for students not only to be prepared for jobs of tomorrow, but to feel empowered to become architects of change in their own right. By providing avenues such as this for both students and teachers, we are also providing tools for educational success.
And she said the ministry has provided the necessary resources to facilitate the running of such initiatives. Chairman of the Bridgetown Revitalization Committee, Eddie Abed, is saying that several businesses in the city have been enhancing their operations in anticipation of the influx of visitors expected here for the Cricket World Cup. Mr. Abed tells Starcom Network News he's pleased with the work that's been done to improve the city.
Businesses in Bridgetown are anticipating tremendous footfall through the city as people traverse from one end to the other. And many of us have gone out of our way to enhance our businesses, whether it was painting the exteriors, pressure washing, generally trying our best to clean up. Many have decorated their show windows in Cricket or tropical format to attract as many persons as possible to shop in their stores. Those of us who are doing souvenirs are expecting some increase, obviously, in sales, but not as much as those who are in beverages and food. They tend to be the ones who anticipate a huge June.
And he announced that work to make Broad Street more pedestrian-friendly is to start next week.
One of the things that have come about more recently is that the pedestrianizing of Broad Street will commence in June every Saturday. So we're hoping that will give the opportunity for people to walk at their leisure through the city without the hustle and bustle of traffic behind them. And we will find that you will see more vending taking place on the streets to enhance the experience.
Chairman of the Bridgetown Revitalization Committee, Eddie Abed. Meantime, the African Export-Import Bank says that their investment into the Kensington Oval renovation shows that the institution sees potential in Barbados' ability to grow. Acting Chief Operating Officer of the African Export-Import Bank's office in Barbados expressed anticipation for the upcoming T20 Cricket World Cup activities.
And that showed our willingness also to identify with progressive activities that are happening. So it's important that this is happening. And we believe that sports is the crystallizing factor, is something that can also help identify a huge quantity of talent within the region who can play a big role going forward. So that means if there's a platform where talents are identified, nurtured, and grown, that also becomes something that will be valuable. So our present bank has identified and will continue to identify with activities, including those on the sporting side.
He believes that this event has the potential to give budding talent exposure. And the heads of government of the Caribbean community, CARICOM, welcomed the news of the designation of a transitional prime minister in Haiti. A statement from CARICOM said that the unanimous election of Dr. Gary Conille by the Transitional Presidential Council following a selection process with nominations from several stakeholder sectors is another important step forward on the path to free and fair elections and the return to constitutional order in Haiti. U.S. President Joe Biden has permitted Ukraine to strike inside Russian territory with American munitions, though he has restricted their use so Kyiv can only hit targets over the border close to Kharkiv after Russia made significant advances around the city in the northeastern part of the country close to the Russian border. The loosening of the restrictions marks a break from long-standing policy and comes amid growing international pressure from close U.S. allies, but the official said it is limited to the area around Kharkiv, and Ukraine has not requested permission beyond that. In the latest, St. John residents concerned about the state of some roads in that parish, plans underway to establish a center of excellence for early childhood education. Businesses in Bridgetown preparing for an influx of visitors ahead of the T20 Cricket World Cup. CARICOM applauds the appointment of Gary Conil as the transitional Prime Minister of Haiti. And U.S. President Biden gives Ukraine permission to carry out limited strikes within Russia using U.S. weapons. In the 7:30 edition of the latest from StarCom Network News. StarCom Network, a member of the One Caribbean Media Group. And I'm Maurice Norville.